Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
What's going on, guys? Big Bad Wolf. Wolfpack is in the house. I'm your host, Big Bad Wolf. That's Long Wolf. I'm Big Bad Wolf. Welcome to the show, guys. Wolf Nation, Wolfpack TV, hashtag. Follow us, twitter.com, Facebook, Instagram. You guys know what today is. It's Wednesday. So we're going to talk about, we're going to dig into these trade talks. Let's talk about the Houston Rockets just real quick. I think that's the most important one out of all of them. Long Wolf, your thoughts. Does Houston make a move by tomorrow's deadline?
Well, first of all, I just want to shout out to my Blue Devils. We just knocked off North Carolina 74-73. You know what I'm saying? So I know all North Carolina fans, y'all going to be upset out there, but – you know what I'm saying? It's Blue Devil Nation on this side, baby. One up for Coach K. But, to get back on topic, I don't know who you're going to get for Dwight Howard, man. And I think that the situation is mendable. And I think the Rockets really made a bad move by getting rid of Kevin McHale so early in the season. I think he could have had more of a handle on the situation. I think J.B. Bickerstaff is taking a more laid-back approach. And it's kind of backfired because now you got players thinking they run the team, and that's not how it should be. That's not going to get you a championship. That's not championship basketball. That's just the bottom line. You can get upset with me, but it's just, you know, if you want to highlight real all day long, you know, but championship basketball, no, it's not going to cut it, you know. And then you fire your coach after he takes you to the Western Conference Finals. Like, who does that?
Well, I mean, look at the, you know, Cleveland Cavaliers, they also fired, you know, they probably did that. They were number one in the East. So, I mean, I've never seen somebody get fired for doing what they're supposed to do. Ever heard of that in my life. It's happened many times in our personal lives. I know it has. Be the top dogs and still get cut off, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the Rockets are also talking about trying to get Trey Burke for Ty Lawson. That's kind of a big move for Houston. Cavs are talking about getting rid of Anderson Varejão for Shannon Frye. I wouldn't have made that trade because we don't know which Shannon Frye we're getting. Haven't really seen him play too much. Hopefully, you know, moving on. Hopefully, Chris Bosh gets into district. I'm sorry, Chris Bosh is healthy because he's actually supposed to be talking about his conditions within the next couple of days. So hopefully, he doesn't have to retire because of you know, injury. But it looks like that's what it's leaning towards, retirement. This is actually going to be his second year that he missed a whole bunch of games. So hopefully everything works out for him. Let's talk about the Duke and the North Carolina game. I didn't get to watch that game too much. I guess I should have watched it. Very disappointed that, you know, North Carolina lost. I mean, those guys are ridiculous. I will say that. So, you know, that's pretty much a rivalry, big time. You know, Texas and Texas A&M don't match up to Duke and North Carolina at all. You know, blood will be shed when the two teams go head to head. I'm waiting to see a blockbuster trade in the NBA. It doesn't look like it's going to happen, but I guess we'll wait. Well, I actually have to look up tomorrow to see what's going on. There's rumors about Kevin Durant being moved since he's going to, I think that they're thinking that he's going to opt out. But Lone Wolf, what team do you think that Kevin Durant will go? Will he go L.A.? Will he go Washington? Or will he go play with Carmelo in New York?
I think I honestly feel like he may come to Houston if he would go anywhere, but I don't know, man. I feel like him and Russell are both going to stay in Oklahoma City. I think they got something to prove, you know. I really feel like they're going to stay there and try to build around what they got.
Yeah.
And if he does go anywhere, he'll go to Washington, you know, to go home, but I think he's going to stay there in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. There's rumors about Kevin Love being dealt. I don't know if, you know, we'll definitely see what's going on with that situation. I don't think, since they're moving Anderson Varejao, I had a feeling that he was going to get dealt sooner or later. If it wasn't this year, definitely in the offseason. But Kevin Love being available for trade. There's rumors about him and Blake Griffin being rumored traded. They was actually trying to trade Blake Griffin for I think they were trying to trade him for somebody. I can't remember who it was. But I will say that probably would have been a decent trade, Dwight Howard for Hassan Whiteside, even though they're both problematic off the court, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hassan Whiteside is going to play defense, so and that's what you need to stop the Warriors and the Spurs. If you're a Rockets fan, if you're anybody in the West, you know, your three concerns should be off top, Golden State, number one, two Spurs, three. I got to go with OKC, period. You know, with Westbrook running that. Offense, and he just going 100 miles an hour at all times, and it's going to be hard to stop. It's hard to stop speed, so with OKC. So now with the Golden State Warriors, you got a lot of shooting going on, so I would just say, you know, press the shit out of full court. I would say run full court press on the guys. That's what I would say to beat them guys. Run the shit out of them and then make sure they get tired on, you know what I'm saying, so they can't play. Dude, you're going to have to press the shit out of them, man. Some small trades happen. I'm not going to really get into too much detail. I will say that Brandon Jennings got dealt. And, you know, I hate to see Berman leave Miami. But and I also hate to see Courtney Lee leave the Grizzlies. I don't know why they traded Courtney Lee. But it's crazy. So we'll definitely keep it locked. This is crazy. They're talking about trading Al Horford for Dwight Howard straight up. That's gonna be pretty interesting, actually. Al Horford for Dwight Howard, if they do trade him straight up. So, you know, that's a pretty big deal right there. And let's talk about and Long Wolf real quick. Let's talk about the All Star game real quick. I wanted to talk about that and how that boy Eric Gordon or Aaron Gordon. I'm not sure what I want to say. Eric Gordon. No, not Eric Gordon. Aaron Gordon. He should have won that dunk contest, bro. What you think?
I mean, it was a great performance by both guys. You know what I'm saying? You know, I didn't know light-skinned niggas could jump like that. And, I mean, them niggas got some hops, man. And that's the best All-Star game. I mean, the best dunk contest I've seen in, man, maybe since, like, 2000. I mean, it's a lot since LeBron was in it, bro. I mean, like, you know. I mean, like, you know, it's been a long time since it's been exciting. So, you know, it's very close. You know, me personally, I got to give it to Zach LaVine. You know, they both got hops, man. That's all I can say, man. Them dudes got serious hops, man.
Oh, yeah. And I will say with the Zach LaVine dunk, you know, with the Zach LaVine dunk, I will say that it, you know, him doing the fucking between the legs, you know, 1 foot on the free throw line, that was pretty nasty. So, with that being said, let's fast forward a little bit to Sunday, East and West. It's been competitive for the last 4 years. Everybody played deep for the last 4 years. I've been watching it. Me, myself, personally, I don't feel like they played defense this year. They did the old school way, which is not really the old school way, but, you know, the way before the 4 years they were playing D. It was competitive for the first 4 years. But before that, they were just playing, you know, letting people just dunk and do windmills and 360s and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to make it competitive, guys. And, you know, I'm a Boston Celtics fan, so obviously I was one for the Heat, Isaiah Thomas. You know, so I want them guys to play D big time. You know, that's what happens when you don't play D. It's a 20-point blowout. And, you know, that's why it's so important to play defense in the league, you know, regardless if it's an exhibition or an All-Star game. You never want to lose like that, especially get blown out. So, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, you just got to play D, man. You know, moving on, let's talk about the college basketball, Long Wolf. Your team, who you got going in the final or going to the Final Four, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't know really right now. It's kind of up for grabs this year. This is the first year it's really been, you know, really competitive as far as, you know, college basketball where it's spread out, you know, as far as teams being good. Of course, I would definitely say Maryland is one. You know, they've been having a solid season, and, you know, they got their best player back. You know, I would have said Kentucky at the beginning of the season, but I don't know if they're as good as the teams of past. You know, so if Duke can continue what they're doing, they can beat anybody. You know, them beating UNC was big tonight, and UNC is not a team to sleep on. They'll be in the Elite Eight, Sweet 16 for sure. But, yeah, it's just a lot of good teams. I'm hoping UT can get in, you know, secure a spot. I mean, Villanova, that's you know, they're number one. You know, it's a lot of talent in the Big 12. I think Oklahoma, like, they got that one dude, Bunny Neal, that dude, he's, you know, killing it. It's a lot of good teams, man. Miami, you know, they got Sheldon McClendon, former UT player, Gonzalez, you know, from Kansas State. Hernandez, whatever his name is, and you know, yeah, it's the first year in a long time where like you have a lot of good, just good college, a lot of good different college basketball teams. Like it's not just one super team. you know, and that's it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
All right, guys, you know, not really big in, on college sports, my fan, always in the pro, but I will say hopefully, you know, Texas A&M and North Carolina get far in the Sweet 16 or, you know, Elite Eight or Final Four and make it. I think that loss to Duke is going to eventually get them guys, especially losing by 1 point like that. So since this is really, really a big deal with the trade deadline, back to NBA real quick. Should the Sixers trade anybody, Lone Wolf, or should they just keep everybody since they stuck in the ass? I mean, I really think that me and you should go try out for the Philadelphia Sixers. 76ers, bro, and get that check,
though. I mean, it really just all depends on what direction they're trying to go. I have yet to see a direction for that team. You know, I don't really know which way that they are trying to do things. It just seems like, you know, a place to just for rookies to go develop. I don't know who you can attract to go to that market. You know, that's a high caliber player, you know, that's going to want to turn it around, you know. And, you know, for all you people that hate on Allen Iverson, you know, that's what made him so special. I mean, he really put that team on his back because they haven't been shit without him. They haven't been shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, so, I mean, they had Elton Brand. I think he carried the load for a little while, but, I mean, he wasn't no AI. So, you know, yeah, man, I mean, it's almost at a place the league is going to have to move in to fix that situation. I mean, that's a bad situation.
That is a bad situation. The league is going to have to move in for that situation, number one. Two, the cap room goes up, so you're going to see a lot of superstars, you know, go with their friends and try to get, you know, the best deals. You know, go hoop with your friends and, you know, try to get the league. So it's going to be very interesting. Anthony Davis, they got to send some people over there to NO. Nobody wants to go there. Nobody wants to go to L.A. And a lot of these small market teams are not getting the help that they need. I think that Adam Silver is going to step in on those kind of situations and not intervene. But a lot of these guys are just going to go play with their homeboys, man. It's going to be a homeboy buddy-buddy system going on here next year. We need to get help for Anthony Davis for the you know, New Orleans Hornets. Something needs to happen in 76ers. There's rumors about Rudy Gay leaving the Kings and him getting traded by the deadline. Holiday and Jeff Teague are rumored or floating around out there for the Utah Jazz. They're talking about trading the guys straight up. They got the Grizzlies. Or there's rumors about Mike Conley leaving that organization and then going after a better point guard. I don't know if they're going to put all their faith in Mario Chalmers, since he does have a ring. You know, I see L.A. Lakers are trying to go after DeMarcus Cousins. That's actually been rumored for the past two years. So we definitely see about that. Hopefully some big things happen. Even tonight, even, you know, 3 or 4 in the morning, that could happen. Tomorrow, you know, we'll definitely keep a lock here and fill you guys in. I mean, y'all all have ESPN, so y'all, see a lot of y'all, people sleep, got TVs on at the house, on ESPN all day, so. Clippers are talking about Kyrie Irving for Chris Paul. I don't know how true that is. I don't know if that's a rumor. You know, so, I mean, it's crazy, very crazy. I got a feeling that the next team, Spurs and Warriors, are probably going to move some small pieces around to see what's going on. You know, if you're number one and number two in the West, I don't think you should even, you know, get any trade or trade anybody right now, especially if you've been winning games. You're number one and two in overall in the league, but you never know. Dallas definitely needs to make some bolster up there. Their team that they, you know, Western Conference, I mean, them guys is at war every day. So, I mean, you know, that's a hard conference. Especially to, you know, you got a lot of heavy hitters out there. I was also told the other day that Gallinari and Kenneth Faried will be moved from the Denver Nuggets. So we'll definitely see what's going on with that situation. If I'm Denver, will I get rid of Gallinari? No. Will I get rid of Kenneth Faried? Yes. Denver hasn't been the same since AI and Carmelo, left. So, you ain't really heard of them. A lot of them guys, I think Gallinari is worth like $72 million, maybe $60-something million, like around that area. I don't know, guys. I mean, it's crazy, man. Let's go to the East and talk about the West. Rumored, of course, like I was saying earlier, Blake Griffin, actually Magic is trying to get him. Long Wolf, last question for you. Should the Knicks trade Melo and build around Porzingis?
Not just yet. I think that they should continue to move forward, give it another year. They got something solid. They need another player, though, somebody on defense, another big man possibly, so that will free up Porzingis, to play the baseline. I think they need to just hold tight. You're not going to really get – I don't know what they would get, in return, unless they're expecting to get something out of the draft.
So hopefully, like I said, guys, be on the lookout for somebody else to be moved. Anderson Varejao is reported that they're about to do that deal, get Trey Burke over there. I think they need to get some size over there because I was told that they're going to try to get rid of Kenneth Mozgov, because I think Mozgov can hoop his ass off while you get rid of him. He was killing in fucking Denver. So, and he lost a lot of motherfucking weight. He used to be bigger than that and slower. So, one thing I want to say real quick, guys, before we get out of here is if you're a Chicago Bulls fan out there, guys, y'all going to have to make some trades, man. Get rid of that boy, Derrick Rose. He's not really – Derrick Rose for Jeff Teague and Al Horford or draft picks or something, guys. I mean, come on, man. Y'all going to need some – y'all need more positive energy and more, offense and – with Jimmy Butler out like he is, you don't need somebody else to step it up. A lot of people wasn't happy when I said that. I mean, Chicago fans wasn't happy, especially saying that. I thought Kurt Conley was the ball, man. The way he locked down Dwayne Wade in the finals, a lot of people don't give him no credit, and he was killing on offense too. So, I said this a long time ago also. The Hornets, Charlotte Hornets, be on the lookout for them guys, man, in the East coming out, man. I'm telling you, that's an under-radar team. And they just got fucking Courtney Lee, so they got bench help. It's going to get really, really nasty, man, in the East. So it's going to be a super battle. So, let's talk about my Celtics real quick before we get out of here. I know I said that just a while ago, but seriously, I think my Boston Celtics need to make a trade. I don't know who to trade. I would say Evan Turner. Please don't trade Amir Johnson. But I will go after – I mean, I will say trade that guy. And that's the thing with Boston. We don't have no superstars, but we are top five in the Eastern Conference, so that's pretty good. I'm actually proud of them, guys, very proud of them. But, I mean, can they beat the Cavs 7 games? I don't think so because of that boy LeBron. So, like I said, it's gonna be very interesting, guys, within the next 12 hours. So, Long Wolf, anything else to add, man? If not, that's so. Guys, check us out tomorrow at 10 o'clock p.m. We're going to talk about some real shit. It's been a while since we talked about real shit, so we're going to get down to it. Hit us up, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and follow us. Longwood, you don't have nothing else to add. I believe that's your bro.
Well, survey says.
New world order. We out, people.
Peace.